Grandmaster tap dancer Buster Brown has died. He was 88 years old. Born in Baltimore, James Buster Brown began to dance in trios, the Three Aces, the Speed Kings. He appeared in Hollywood films and Broadway musicals, toured the world with Ellington, Basie, and Gillespie, and was the last surviving member of the legendary dance group, the Copacetics. Brown was also a mentor to the younger generation. In 1997, he began to MC a weekly tap jam in New York. And when he taught, he didn't just teach steps.
Listen to the sound, you know. Play the sound over and over in your mind, you know. Let it become a habit to you. And then you build off of that sound. But you got to keep that rhythm right there. Don't move with the rhythm, the timing rather. Now fit everything you can to what you... into this rhythm. You know, it's hard to explain, but it's, I find it very easy to teach from sound. But the bop, don't bang the bop, do body, you know.
2 years ago, I met Buster Brown in a Manhattan studio to take a short tap lesson, celebrate his 86th birthday, and chat. He lamented the fact that few dancers his age were able to keep at it when tap went out of fashion in the early 1950s.
Most of the dancers that are still dancing, the ones that didn't just give up, the fortunate ones, the ones that still had it here and there, you know.
In the head, in the ear, and in the heart?
Yes.
Like you?
Yeah, I love it.
And you're dancing up a storm.
Oh, I don't know what I'd been if it wasn't for dancing. I don't know, I would never have gone to the places I've been to. I tell most of the kids that are coming up, I said, if you love something, you must respect it. Don't do anything to put any smudges in it. Wherever you dance, leave something for someone, the next dancer that comes in. Something clean, not anything derogatory. Remember that? Yeah.
Tap dancer and choreographer Buster Brown died Tuesday in Manhattan. He was 88.
The form was very graceful.
Well, thank you very much.